It's 12 noon at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Terrasonic. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on this Saturday, the last Saturday before Thanksgiving. The holidays have arrived. Yay! Got a lot of great music to be thankful for today. I'm thankful for you tuning in to KGNU and listening to this radio station and this program and making it part of your life just as much as you are part of ours. I hope you have some kind of nice alternative holiday celebration in store, and we're going to get it rolling today with some great music, starting off with some classic Hector Lavoie from Puerto Rico on Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU.
Cantando mamá, ese es un morón. hablan lindo.
¡Ay, qué lindo!
Pregúntaselo a los mexicanos.
You're listening to Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio. My name's Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me this and most every Saturday, noon to one, for this high-flying magic carpet ride around the world of music. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate you tuning in. We began with music from Puerto Rico, Hector Lavoe, classic, legendary voice in the sort of Puerto Rico salsa, coming to New York, Fania All-Stars movement, and from a collection called Fania Records, 1964 to 1980, we heard the classic Mi Gente. Then, also staying back a few years, Rita Indiana y Los Misterios, and from the album No Está Llevando el Diablo, Los Poderes. Then, Latin funk outfit based in London, Peña, from the Acelere EP. That was the DJ Khalab and Mess Morise remix of the track. All of that came out in the last few years or so, at least, going a lot further back than that, for the Hector Lavoe. New music in the background right now, though, from Sub Modu, from the just released True Thoughts Covers Volume 3, great collection of covers from the True Thoughts label. This is Sub Modu doing Water No Get Enemy, a Fela Kuti track, of course. We've got some Kuti Man coming up next, and a whole lot more still to come in the show. You can reach me via email, dj@kgnu.org. My name's Joel Davis. This show is called Terrasonic, and you're listening to it on KGNU. You're listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. We're about halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Thanks for joining me today. My name's Joel Davis, and happy to have you with me on this Saturday, the last one before Thanksgiving. If you're like many, you're traditional or even what you might have had in line, totally fresh plans for this year are probably off the rails right now. Sorry for that, but hey, we're all in this together as well, giving thanks alone or in our pods. And I do give thanks to you, the KGNU listener, who makes place and space for this incredible radio station in your lives, and hopefully supports it as well. Just wrapped up that last set of music with a new edit from LA's Jeremy Soleil. He's a DJ on KCRW and does a lot of other stuff as well. He went after Habibi Tal, a track from Al Sarah and the Nubatones. Al Sarah, originally from Sudan, but now a resident of New York City. She's put out some records through Wonder Wheel Recordings. That's Nicodemus's record label. And we heard the Jeremy Soleil remix of Habibi Tal featuring Clap Clap and Beats Antique. Before that, going back quite a ways to the late 80s, early 90s, and a collection of music called Women of Mali, the Wasulu sound out on the Stearns Africa label, a very influential record on me when I was getting into this global music thing. And we heard Salih Sidibe and Wale Nuadon. And then new music from Cootie Man. He's out of Israel, and he is extra prolific these days. Seems to be dropping at least a track or two or three a month. And whoops, this month we get Hibiscus, the Peanut Sessions Volume 1. And from that we heard Side A, Tie 1. And in the background right now, it is Clap Clap, who helped out on that Al Sarah remix from Jeremy Soleil that preceded this track. This is from Clap Clap's latest Liquid Portraits, one of his latest anyway, and a song called Desert Stone. DJ at KGNU.org if you'd like to reach me today. Terrasonic at gmail.com if you'd like to reach me anytime. It's Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU. It's Terrasonic on KGNU. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music is rounding into the home stretch. Just went back to 1997 and a band called Up Bustlin' Out from their album Light 'Em Up and Blow 'Em Out on the Ninja Tune label. That was Silks, Perfume, and Gold. Before that, it was All Nother And it's mixed by an artist who goes by the name Irsh, I-R-S-H. The name of the record is, did you mean Irish? No, they did not mean Irish, they meant Irsh. Maimoun Hussein and the Dulcet Boys following that from one of my favorite comps from this year, Psycho, a Go-Go, Lost Gems of Malaysia, Singapore, pop music, 64 to 74, lovingly compiled by a record shop owner in Kuala Lumpur during the lockdown. And before that, a new track from Sonic Funk Foundry, another very active artist on Bandcamp, from Disco Edits Volume 4, we heard Siksu and Ismail Utamada, the Sonic Funk Foundry Afro rework. Tafo Brothers in the background right now from their Greatest Hits album. And a nice little something from Pakistan. Got a little bit of music left to go in the show. Let's squeeze every last minute out of it before we say goodbye and give way to headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines. I'll tell you more about what's ahead on KGNU in the last break. Back to music here on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Canciones calientes, tambor ritmo pa' mi gente, caribeño en sofoque, el berroche alegra la noche, caribeño en sofoque. Los tambores que suenan hoy de la punta del sabor, con mi canoa bajo yo, subiendo los calores, menéalo,
escucha los tambores que traigo.
Tienes todo en tu mirada que abraza, tienes fuerza, eres brisa que arrasa, eres todo lo que mi vieja me cuenta, tienes todo en tu mirada de fiera. Ay, yo quisiera volver a ese sueño.
Te quiero, llorona, quieres que te quiera más. Sí, porque te quiero, llorona, quieres que te quiera más.
there you have it. Another episode of Terrasonic winding down. That beautiful piece of music we just heard was from Dorian Wood, based in Los Angeles, from a record recorded in June during the coronavirus lockdown. The record is called Ardor. And we heard, of course, a classic track, traditional song, La Llorona. And I'm going to look reading the notes to that record while listening to that track. And I'm going to have to dig a little more deeply into that record. I have a feeling there's some more good stuff to come from Dorian Wood. Before that, Mwimbi, a music collective based in Paris. Their collaboration with Colombia's Ghetto Cumbe is what we heard. It's called El Caribe. It's from a forthcoming Mwimbi full-length that'll be out next year. And before that, it was the Tafo Brothers, The Last Break. In the background right now, brand new music from Gitkin out on Wonder Wheel. His record's called Safe Passage, and this is the title track. And I wish you safe passage as we venture into this holiday weekend and beyond. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Reggae Bloodlines coming up next. We'll catch you next time for another episode of Terrasonic here on Listener Powered KGNU. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves and each other and have a great holiday. See you next Saturday right back here on Terrasonic.
KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC, Nederland, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado.
Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Several world leaders attending the virtual G20 summit have urged heads of the other richest nations to make sure coronavirus vaccines are affordable and available around the world. The French President Emmanuel Macron said there would be a battle to avoid a scenario where only the rich had access to the vaccine. Chancellor Merkel of Germany appealed to fellow leaders to ensure vaccines were delivered to poorer countries.
In order to halt the pandemic, every country needs to have access to and be able to afford the vaccine. The funds pledged so far are not enough to achieve this. I therefore appeal to you all to support this important initiative. To this end, we need to sustainably strengthen the World Health Organization. We need reliable funding, better cooperation, greater independence.
French police have clashed with anti-government demonstrators protesting against a bill that could make it an offence to film or photograph the security forces. Officers used water cannon in Paris and tear gas in the city of Lyon. Here's Mike Sanders.
Protests against President Emmanuel Macron are nothing new. The Yellow Vest movement spent nearly 2 years turning out every weekend to condemn his style and policies they thought hit the poorest hardest. But the Comprehensive Security Bill is a new grievance. Police say they need the clause against the malevolent filming of officers to protect themselves and their families from attack. Journalists fear it will stifle reporting. Activists say it could facilitate police brutality. The government has tabled an amendment to address those concerns, but demonstrators see the bill as an instrument of social control.
The shipping company Viking Line has said some 400 people will spend the night on board a ferry that's run aground off the Finnish Åland Islands in the Baltic Sea. Divers confirmed that there were no leaks in the hull of the Viking Grace after it got into difficulties in high winds. A satellite considered critical for understanding the effects of climate change has been launched into space. Sentinel-6 will measure oceans and lakes with unprecedented precision. It took off on board a SpaceX rocket from California. Here's our science correspondent, Jonathan Amos.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And liftoff of
Sentinel-6 left California right on cue and pulled out over the Pacific Ocean. And it's the oceans this mission has as its target. Our changing climate is forcing up waters. Averaged across the globe, the rate is just over 3 millimetres per year, but there are some places where it's over a centimetre. Even that might not sound much, but added up over decades, it will pose huge challenges to coastal communities.
Jonathan Amos reporting. This is Chris Barrow with the latest world news from the BBC. The United States is about to pass 12 million cases of the coronavirus since the pandemic began. The world's worst affected country is experiencing a surge in the virus, setting records each day for the number of new infections. Deaths and hospital admissions are also reaching levels not seen for several months. California is introducing an overnight curfew today to try to limit infections. There's been a mixed reaction to the announcement that the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, is to be given an International Emmy Award for his televised daily news conferences on the coronavirus. Will Leonardo has the story.
When they look back at this point in history, the decisions we make will determine how many people live and how many people die.
The straight-talking governor of New York will soon become an award-winning star of the screen. Andrew Cuomo's clinical presentation of data and forthright calls for residents to behave responsibly have stood in stark contrast to President Trump, with whom he's repeatedly clashed. The award organisers